Juddicullah's Rock by Sousa Silver Marie. On my way to Juddicullah Rock, Moses Creek and the Tuckasegee River all run high and swift. December sun is bright and the air is out of season warm. In the valley of Caney Fork Creek, the sacred boulder sits in peaceful pasture. I arrive to be astounded by so extensive a collaboration, so mysterious an origin. 3 millennia past, sculptors carved their bowls from its quarried soapstone load, and Cherokee ancestors, or was it astronauts from elsewhere, began to cut their glyphs into its great flat surface. The artists of the rock considered, I imagine, what it was they wanted to leave for future beings to see. I picture each one contemplating, patient and careful, how to imprint their glyphs, each artist pondering on ways to add to the whole of such an enduring canvas. Cherokee legend credits the art to a gentle giant of long ago who cherished every single animal, Juddicullah, a slant-eyed being who could leap from one mountain to another, a Goliath who controlled the weather, known to drink whole streams in a gulp. And this story lives beside another, that of the Cherokee little people, who lived below the ground and farmed gardens above by moonlight. The Nunahi lived in nearby Cullowhee, the name of the town derived from a Cherokee phrase that translates Juddicullah's place. Research to date has not concurred either to determine origin or to decode the designs. Despite the number of markings on the rock, more than 1,500, carved one by one over centuries, no conventional depictions, no bird nor bear, nor moon nor human figure are evident. Instead, are pictograms that most resemble millennia before the microscope, basic forms of microscopic life. And say some, the cup marks, cupules, which number over 1,000, correspond precisely to constellation maps of stars. And in deep-cut lines between designs, some see an unerring map of rivers, the Oconaluftee, the Tuckasegee, the Nantahala, and the Little Tennessee. What if not one but all the correspondences are true? We are giant striding gods, and we are little creatures in a multiverse, even while we walk the Middle Earth. Though starscapes are our homelands, we are made of microscopic life, and we ride the flowing waters that vessel and vein our land. Once and long ago, perhaps, we were friends of Juddicullah's race and neighbors to the Nunaheen. The rock, with its riddles, whispers. Humans are the beings between. Among the great and small, I am glad to find my place, pleased to believe that before I came, many kinds of beings revered the earth. resting like a jewel in the valley at the placid feet of old peaks, Judicata rocks become a living work of mystery where tales and art hold truths unplumbed as yet. While rivers flood, while forsythia buds early out of season, while the temperature of earth keeps rising, Judicata rock sits witness. Though humans now pass through a cauldron of change, I leave with quiet in my heart, for at Judicata rock, ancestors still sing in a frequency unperceived. And artists from everywhere press on with revelations regarding who we humans are.